breath. This is a tough point to lose. I don't know that we deserve to win it. I think we could have won it. I thought we played a pretty good first period, kind of followed things along the way we had planned. We started off, anybody'd like to start the way we started. It was pretty good. We got the building involved, the fans involved in the game, scored two quick goals. A lot of the game started to shift for me in the second period. We didn't do the same things, and what I mean by the same things in the second period is we had some success. We didn't hit the net very much, and we had put a lot of pucks on the net with a plan and a purpose in the first period, and we missed the net, and we didn't shoot very much in the second period. But I think the game really shifted after our power play with six and some minutes left or whatever. We got stuck on a long change, a time on the ice. They got it with about 10 seconds to go. They ragged it in our zone. They put it behind the net. They end up scoring to make it 2-2. But that was just the beginning. After that, to me, it was much the same as what we've talked about before, and that would be the game management part, because they started to generate momentum. They started to put pucks on the net. We had turnovers in our own zone. They were in a foot race. We decided, well, let's play in a foot race, and we didn't manage it well, right to the dying seconds of the second, and then they came back and moved ahead. So I got to give us credit for at least coming back in the third. Our power play was good. We put it behind us once again, and we moved ahead in the third period and tied it up, and then it's a toss-up after that. It can go any way you want, and shootouts we've been in on the good side and on the wrong side. But it's a big point to lose in a time where you're trying to get everything you can.
First few minutes, Colorado was a bit of a foot race, too. Is that something you don't want to get into?
Well, you're going to have to play at some speed. That the opponent has speed, and you saw it. It was evident with Duchesne and the first goal he scored, and he's a good player. And you watch McKinnon. I mean, McKinnon's not a donkey out there either. He's moving, and he can attack pretty well. So that you have to play at some pace. That's just the way the game's going to go. I don't know that you're going to grind it right down to a halt. It's not so much that, it's the momentum that you got to recognize. How do you control it? It was 2-1, okay, they scored to make it 2-2. You just got to go get out of the period at 2-2 and regroup and away you go. But we didn't recognize the momentum. And you could clearly see, you could feel it probably in the whole building. You could see they were generating some things and we were coughing pucks up and they're getting another shot and then another shot, and it's like, okay, you're watching the clock and you're thinking, okay, we're going to get this straight or what?
As your team, what do you want to see your team do when they don't recognize that? If they were to recognize
it,
what would you like to see?
It's stuff we've been over, we're going to go over again because you have to just take charge of the situation at some point. You have to recognize. So even if you ice the puck, let's say, if I'm a guy on the ice, I could go and say enough. They've been in our zone for 35 seconds. Just ice it. Now, icing's not what you want to do, but just it breaks up momentum. You regroup, you face off. Okay, I know you can't change, but that's the way it goes. You just take charge. Sometimes if a goalie can stop the puck, that'll help, just... But it's not only one guy, it's the group. The group has to do it. And I'm not sitting there blaming one player, because it's all of us. As coaches, you got to take responsibility as well. Somehow we've got to get this thing over the hump. We've talked about that for a while. Somewhere it's got to unclog, and somewhere in there the experience has got to take hold. So that's what we have to, continue to push it and find a different way to teach it where we can get it.
Blake Wheeler in there. This franchise has been talking about finding positives and moral victories and losses for 3 years now, and he's sick of it. How about you?
I think I don't, if you're asking me the question on the moral victories, I'm not a moral victory guy. I deal in the real world. And you have to find some positive spin on it outward to the general public, and you know, that's just some things you have to do to move forward. You're not going to beat up on your team. I think what it shows is that winning in the National Hockey League is not an easy process, and it's difficult to change the way that things function. You know, we've come from Atlanta, and now we're in Winnipeg. So Atlanta's gone. It's gone. But we're still trying to get to the point where we create something positive in a step, and that's what we're trying to do. You know, it's been slow. I'll be the first to admit. I talked about this morning. You know, you'd like to expedite that process, and it's been slow. I don't deal with moral victories. You know, right now we're a 500 hockey team, and 500 isn't good enough. It's not going to cut it, and it hasn't cut it in the past. It's put us below the line. And this year in the conference we're in, it won't come close. You're going to be really scrambling. So we know the urgency of all that stuff, but it has to happen in our actions, not in words. Words for me and moral victories are empty. There's no substance to that. The substance is in your actions. Want to change it? Change it on the ice. That's where you have to change it. That's where you perform.
So, as a coach, when you go over things, do you keep the message the same but try different delivery? What as a coach do you do when you're trying to unclog this? Because, as you mentioned, this is something that you've been continuing.
Well, you have to find a different way to change. It's to try to not only accelerate change, to try to connect the message to change. You know, no different than if you're dealing one-on-one with a player and you've told them 43 times, 43 different times how to do something, and he keeps doing it. Now you can sit and blame the player and say, man, he doesn't get it. Or you can look at yourself and say, I'll be relentless in my pursuit to find a new way to get the message. It's not his fault. I gotta find a better way to get the message across. So, you know, we will find another way tomorrow to try to get it and get it to go. I don't sit there and blame the players. The players want to have success as much as we all do, you know. But it really has to be in the actions. You have to take steps in the interactions. So we're trying to do that, and tomorrow we'll find a different way to, another way to try to get it in there so we can get it straight. But like I said before, we don't win games easily. It's not an easy process for us. It's, you know, they're one goal games, we know that number. You know, so it's not like we can show up, half the guys can show up and we can win 5-2. That doesn't happen. We all have to be very engaged, and it takes a lot.
Hey guys, thank you.
Thanks.